everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Keen's Kids Radio. I'm Nevaeh.
And I'm Gabriella. I'm telling you what, this is a good lesson. I can't wait for you to hear it.
But first things first, let's worship the Lord together with some singing.
Our first song is the B-I-B-L-E. Help me sing, everybody.
The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me.
That song, it's my favorite.
Me too, Nevaeh. Now let's sing Love the Lord.
My favorite song. I love him so much. Now for our last one, let's all sing Jesus Loves Me.
I love to read the Bible. It is God's best word. I love to read the Bible, and this is what I've heard. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. When I read the Bible, it tells me how to live. When I read the Bible, it tells me He forgives. 'Cause yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. When I read the Bible, it shows me how to love. And when I read the Bible, it makes me think of how, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so.
Okay, for real. That one was my favorite.
My word, Nevaeh, they can't all be your favorite. Surely you like one of them more than the other.
I guess. If I had to choose, it was Jesus Loves Me. No, I mean it was the B-I-B-L-E. Or was it love the Lord? Oh my, I can't decide. I love them all.
You're so silly, Nevaeh.
So, before we start our lesson, where is he?
What is it, Nevaeh? Is something wrong? Why do you keep looking out the window?
Well, to be honest.
Super Bible Buddy!
Whoa! I'm sorry. Forgive my tardiness.
Super Bible Buddy, you're here. I was starting to worry. Sorry, Gabriella. I was waiting on Super Bible Buddy, and I was starting to panic when he wasn't showing up.
Oh, phew. Thanks, Super Bible Buddy, for showing up. Better late than never, right?
I really am sorry. I got tied up at my last assignment. We were going over Acts 2:38, and the kids had such good questions, I had a hard time getting away.
I love Acts 2:38. That's my favorite scripture. At least, I think it's my favorite. There's so many good scriptures in the Bible.
Well, it's definitely one of my favorite scriptures for sure. Knowing what we need to do to be saved so we can live with Jesus forever, that's the best.
Very true. There's joy in knowing that if I repent of my sins and stop sinning, and if I ask Jesus to fill me with the Holy Ghost, He'll do it. He'll give me the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost.
And don't forget that we get to be baptized in Jesus' name, and every sin we've ever committed will be erased by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Good job, girls. You explained it exactly right. Now you see why I had such a hard time getting away from my last assignment. It is so exciting to show others how they can be saved. Okay, what's our scripture today?
Our scripture is a good one. It can be found in Joshua chapter 24, verses 15.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one. Say it with me, okay? And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The most important choice us kids will make in life is whether or not we chose to follow Jesus.
And there's no better day than today, right, Super Bible Buddy?
Right, Gabriella.
I may struggle making up my mind about what my favorite things are, but one thing I know for sure, my mind is made up to serve the Lord.
Amen, Nevaeh. Well, girls, look like you have this under control. I'm off to the next assignment. We'll see everyone next week. Remember, kids, Acts 2:38!
Super Bible Buddy is so exciting. I love it when he shows up.
Me too. Hey, Gabriella, this lesson today is one of my favorites. I know. I have a hard time making up my mind. But today's lesson is a good one. It's about an Old Testament prophet by the name of Elijah. It's also about the people of Israel who were undecided about whether or not they want to serve the Lord or Baal.
Baal was an idol, an imaginary god made up by bad people who didn't want to obey the way of the Lord, Jehovah.
That's right, Gabriella. Now let's get started.
For 3 years, no rain fell in Samaria, and there was a famine in the land.
It was during this time that the Lord spoke with Elijah.
Elijah, go and meet with King Ahab, and I will soon make it rain.
So Elijah went on his way to Samaria to meet with King Ahab, and on his way, he met with Obadiah, who was King Ahab's chief counselor.
Elijah? Is that really you? After all these years, is that really you?
Yes, Obadiah, it is me. I've been hiding from Queen Jezebel's attacks in Sidon these past years. Oh, it is so good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too. But if you have been hiding, why have you chosen now to travel back to Samaria?
Obadiah, I want you to go tell Ahab that I am here.
Okay. Wait. What? You're serious? You want me to go tell King Ahab that you're here?
Yes, Obadiah. That is what I want you to do.
Elijah, surely you know he will kill you, and then he'll kill me. He has looked everywhere for you. I mean everywhere. Every nation, every city, every nook, every cranny, everywhere. And you want me to tell him you're here?
Yes, if you please don't mind, Obadiah.
Oh, sure. 'Cause as soon as I leave, the Spirit of the Lord is going to carry you away. And when King Ahab gets here and you're gone, he's going to put a bad smackdown on me.
Obadiah, which Lord do you serve, Ahab or Jehovah?
Elijah, I have spent the last 3 years protecting the Lord's prophets from King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. You know I'm the Lord's servant.
Obadiah, that has been Jehovah that has put that in you. He has protected you to do his will. Trust in him. Now go tell King Ahab that I am here.
So Obadiah went and told King Ahab that Elijah was waiting for him.
He's what? He's where?
King Ahab wasted no time jumping on his horse and galloping off to meet Elijah.
You pesky, pesky man. Elijah, the biggest troublemaker in Israel.
It is not I who trouble Israel, but you. You and your family have disobeyed the Lord's commandments and worshipped Baal.
Oh, whatever. Most of it's my wife Jezebel's fault anyways. Oops. Please don't let that get back to her.
Do you want this drought to end? Send for all 450 prophets of Baal and all the people of Israel and meet me on Mount Carmel.
Ha! Deal. We'll see you there, Mr. Elijah. You better not be late.
King Ahab was very happy that Elijah wanted to meet on Mount Carmel because Mount Carmel was considered the sacred dwelling of Baal. L-O-L.
So all 450 prophets of Baal and thousands of Israelites gathered on Mount Carmel to see what would happen.
As the people settled in, Elijah spoke to them.
People of Israel, how much longer are you going to go back and forth between serving Jehovah and Baal? Make up your minds. If the Lord is God, worship him. But if Baal is God, worship him. Today, you must choose.
The children of Israel stood there in silence, not a peep from anyone in the crowd.
I stand before you as the Lord's only prophet, but Baal has 450 prophets. I propose a contest. Bring me two bulls and give one of the bulls to the prophets of Baal and one to me. Let the prophets of Baal make it an offering and call on the name of their God, and I will make an offering and call on the name of the Lord Jehovah. The God who answers by fire is the real God. Now, since there are more of you, go first, ye prophets of Baal.
Everyone thought this was a great idea, but the crowd stood in awe and disbelief because they knew if Elijah lost, King Ahab would put him to death.
With a lot of fuss and fanfare, the prophets of Baal begin to prepare their altar and sacrifice.
The biggest!
The grandest!
Let's make it world class, fellas!
Then they begin to chant and call upon their god.
You should call louder.
Baal!
taking a nap.
All right, boys. Break out the drums and guitars and let's crank it up.
Come on. Really, pal? Show this old man who the true God is.
Ba 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 bell. Ba 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 bell.
Ba ba ba. Can't you hear me?
Can hear you? Wait! Could he be using the toilet?
Give me a B!
B!
Give me an A!
A!
Another A!
Another A!
L!
L!
What's that spell?
I'm not sure.
Bell!
How about daydreaming? I know! He fell asleep! You probably should get a little louder to wake him up!
Bell!
Bell!
I hear Bell! All afternoon, the prophets of Baal danced around the altar. They chanted and called on Baal. They even cut themselves.
Wow! This escalated quickly.
I'm allergic to pain.
Why aren't we stubbing our toes first?
Baby Bell, I'm gonna have to come.
Anything to get a reaction from their god.
But there was no voice, no answer. There was no fire.
Yeah, we give up now.
Now, it was Elijah's turn. He told everyone to gather around him. Not wanting to use the altar made to Baal, he took 12 stones and built an altar to the Lord.
After Elijah built the altar, he dug a deep ditch around the altar. Then Elijah placed the wood on the altar and laid the bull on the wood.
Men, take these 4 large jars and fill them with water and pour it over the meat and the wood.
The men went and did as Elijah had instructed them.
2 more times, the men went and filled the jugs with water and poured the water over the meat and the wood.
The men poured so much water over the meat and the wood that it ran down the altar and filled the ditch. When Elijah was ready, he prayed.
Hear me, O Lord! Let it be known today that you alone are God in Israel. Answer me, Jehovah, so these people will know that you are the Lord God and turn their hearts back to you.
The Lord immediately sent fire and burned up the meat, the wood, and even the stones.
The fire was so intense that it even dried up every drop of water in the ditch.
When the crowd saw what happened, they all bowed down and shouted,
"The Lord is God!
The Lord is God!"
Baal, he's a liar. He's on his way to the fire. Fake snake like Jake, who's gonna bake him the lake?
Children of Israel, grab the prophets of Baal. Do not let any of them escape.
Let's get those fakes and phonies.
Roar!
Don't let him get away!
The children of Israel did exactly as Elijah had commanded. Every last one of the prophets of Baal were captured and taken to the river where they were killed.
And God kept his word to Elijah. He sent rain to the land of Samaria. The end of that story.
God is so faithful. He always keeps his word.
And this is an example of why we must have a made-up mind. We can't go back and forth between the world and living for God. We've got to decide now that God is the one and the only true God. We can't waver in our faith and love for God.
You're right, Gabriella.
We've also got to realize that when we believe in God, we've got the power to stand alone, like Elijah. Because it turns out, if we believe in Jesus, we're never really alone. If I'll obey and trust in Him, He'll fight my battles for me. Now, you know why this is one of my favorites, huh, Gabriella? I hope you enjoyed this story as much as I did.
I really did, and I hope you all enjoyed it as much as we did.
And now, the winner of this week's drawing is... Marquis Wright!
Congratulations, Marquis!
Well, everyone, it's time to say goodbye. Until next time,
see you later, superheroes!
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.